£1,000 per job per month. Visit Kent's largest job site, jobsinkent.com.
Where do businesses in Kent go to do business? Supplymybusiness.co.uk. Get 12 months membership for the price of 10 when you join today. Supplymybusiness.co.uk.
Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker.
Welcome back to The Business Bunker show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, September the 20th. That made you jump, Nettie, didn't it?
It did.
What was that? Were you not expecting it?
Waking up from this Eskimo.
Yeah,
feel.
It's cold in here, isn't it?
It's cold.
Yeah, there's a reason why I have it this cold, ladies.
Really?
Yeah. We won't go there, though.
That's very rude. I was expecting you to say it was that you were thinking we wouldn't speak. I know.
you're just assuming.
Yes.
You know what they say about assuming, don't they?
Just look at how we're both sitting.
Yeah.
Say no more.
It's because the equipment overheats if it's not too cold.
Right.
That's
it's funny though. I am nice and naive because my original thought was you were thinking that we'd talk less if we were cold.
What rubbish!
There's always that possibility.
Yes.
Anyway, we've got some more tweets coming in. We got We Do Social Media who say, Vanillaware Business Bunker, please can we have a shout out? We're doing some LinkedIn training on the 14th of October, training everyone to get more business from LinkedIn. Who else have we got here? Done that one. Oh, this is a good one. Anthony Jones. His Twitter handle is aphotoinfo. He says, hi, Vanillaware Business Bunker. I'm sharing the love about business and creativity through photography workshops and assignments. There you go. So Anthony Jones, sharing the love for photography. So do give Anthony a follow on the Twitter. Oh, and this is my favourite tweet. This is my favourite tweet. It's from the gorgeous Kim Stevens of Caring Kent. And she says, Vanillaware, I really love, with a little emoji heart, I really love a shout out on the Business Bunker show because I love, in capital letters with an emoji heart, Business Bunker more than I love scones.
Wow.
There you go. So that's a happy customer, isn't it? Kim, thank you so much for that. And you can follow Kim on Caring Kent. And being serious for a moment, Kim does a fabulous job. And Caring Kent is a fabulous organisation. They look after people with dementia and Alzheimer's. So do give them a follow on the Twitter. Thank you for that. Equinox 3D, the 3D printing company, have also tweeted in, as has Neil Cuffley from Ashford School. And Neil says, we're looking for an experienced physics teacher to join our superb science department. Can we have a shout-out, please? So there you go. They've got a shout-out.
My piano tuner said that they're one of the two best schools he tunes pianos for in this area. Did you know that?
Say that again.
My piano tuner said that Ashford School is one of the two best schools he tunes pianos for. He's the font of all knowledge locally, I have to tell you.
Right.
So I just thought I'd tell them that in case they needed to know.
So what you're saying is they're well in tune.
They're what?
They're well in tune.
Well in tune, yes.
They're well in tune with what's going on.
Yeah. Cool. Very good.
I'll tell you what, though, Joe.
What?
Read an email.
Yeah, I was going to, because I'd like to talk about this Festival of Flowers, because it looks very cool. It's on the 24th of September till the 28th, 9:30 till 4 every day at Leeds Castle. This popular floral event returns to the castle this autumn with the theme of A Queen's Castle. Sounds good, doesn't it? See the castle rooms transformed into the works of art using flowers by international and award-winning florists and floral designers. Take part in floral workshops, talks and demonstrations throughout the event. So that's next week. Or this weekend, even.
Sorry, Bird and I have dissolved into fits of laughter. Somebody's just tweeted me, and they've tweeted a gif of a raccoon clapping.
Yeah, I saw that earlier. Yeah. It was organic, whatchamacallit.
It's the organic sisters,
they've sent
Caroline
it about four
and
times, and I was trying to look at it while you were doing something earlier, and I thought, I can't, it's a video. So, but it appeared so many times, I wanted to know what it was. Yeah. It's a raccoon, was it?
Yeah, it's a raccoon clapping. It's quite funny. And that's from Caroline and Liz, the Organic Sisters. That's not easy to say. I get in trouble with that sometimes as well. They're from Riverford_Kent, and they deliver organic vegetables and market boxes all over the county.
Did you read out Claire Reeves' one saying that she wanted one of your fine shout-outs? I didn't know they were that good.
Yes. Weren't you listening?
No. I was reading my next email.
And you've just heard Claire three times.
Have I? Why?
Because all the adverts were done by her. She's a voiceover artist.
Oh, that was the voiceover artist. I heard that bit when you were going to give her some work to
do. And the adverts I've just played were all Claire's dulcet tones. And I have got another job for Claire, if she's listening. Claire, ring me later or email me. I've got a job for you. She's lovely, isn't she?
Yes, I don't know her. I don't know her, but I now I've heard. Does she?
She's your neighbour.
Oh, we'll have to have a coffee. You. Yeah. Yes, introduce us. We'll have a coffee. That'd be lovely.
Hi, Paul and Joe. The Kent Business Blog has been renamed and relaunched and is now kentbusinessnews.co.uk. A much better name, I'm sure you'll agree. The site is full of the latest press releases and news articles supplied by Kent-based businesses. It's a great way for small businesses to get their good news stories out there to the local audience. And best of all, it's free. So if you are expanding your business, starting a new business, creating new jobs, selling your business, launching a new website, or planning a local business event, whatever it is, as long as it's Kent Business News focus, go to kentbusinessnews.co.uk and let us know so that we can tell the rest of Kent for you. And that's from Lee Freeman. Thank you, Lee. The website is kentbusinessnews.co.uk. The email address is info@kentbusinessnews.co.uk. And you can follow them on their Twitter at Kent Business.
I haven't seen Lee forever. Have you seen him?
Who?
Lee Freeman.
No, I haven't. Funny
I've seen
enough.
Him for ages.
Funny enough, he did say to me, sorry about this, Lee. He did say, I haven't seen you for a couple of years. How about a beer? And I said, yeah, let's do it. And he said, you won't recognise me because I chubbed up a bit since last time.
Oh, no, yeah. You can't say that.
Yeah. So, but the thing is, Lee, so have I.
Lee,
so,
I need to see you now.
Yeah, Lee, so have I. So we could do a bit of sumo wrestling or something, couldn't we?
Yeah. Oh, dear. Let's hope he's not listening.
Cool.
Oh, Paul, that's terrible.
Right. I'm going to do one more. The Low Carbon Across the South East has been launched. Low Carbon Kent are holding an official launch event for the new three-year business support program called Low Carbon Across the South East. Low case. Do you get it? Low case. That's clever, isn't it? It takes place on Thursday the 6th of October from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. in Bidenden in Ashford. You can't hear. What?
No, Bird was giving me that. I don't know what he's talking about. Look, and I said, no, neither do I. And then I said I wasn't listening, but you thought I meant that my headphones weren't working.
Paul, they can't get what low case stands for.
Your joke. We didn't get the joke, but I hadn't heard the bit before it.
Lower case.
Lower case, yeah.
Low case.
Low case. And that's funny because, anyway, carry on.
No, well, what the bit that you're missing,
yes,
is that the logo, what they've got is the L-O is in lowercase and case is in uppercase.
Oh, right. Yeah, it doesn't really work on radio, does it? That's the trouble.
Nothing works with you lot. She's looking over my shoulder, so she could have told you that. Stop messing up my readings.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Go on.
Anyway, low case, which is the low... I've got to start this all over again now, haven't I?
They're getting a lot of airtime, though, so that's good.
Low Carbon Across the Southeast launch event, low case, is taking place on the 6th of October in Bidenden. Refreshments are provided, and for further details, you can book on the Eventbrite page, okay, which is low case, Eventbrite low case. Spaces are limited, so don't miss out. So do check that out. That's Low Carbon Across the Southeast. There's a launch event on the 6th of October. That's a Thursday from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Behave.
I can't stop laughing now. I've got an afternoon tea at Wilmington. If I speak through it, it'll be fine. It's at the Row Hill Grange Hotel and Utopia Spa, where you'll have the ideal opportunity to meet fellow professionals, grow the profile of your brand, and to build new business relationships. So that lady earlier who liked somebody, was it you, better than scones, could go Kim. And do scones and meet people.
Absolutely. So if that, I went, it would be a complete set then, wouldn't it, as
yeah,
well?
Yeah, exactly. So whilst you're busy networking, you'll be served a selection of sandwiches, cakes and scones with clotted cream and jam, along with tea or coffee. It's the 27th of September, Tuesday, at the Rohill Grange Hotel and Utopia Spa in Wilmington, 1:30 till 3.
Fantastic. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the show, the absolutely adorable Zoe Cairns, along with Nettie Bunn from...
Can I not be adorable as well?
No.
He carefully said that,
there was
didn't
no he? Punctuation between that. I said the adorable Zoe Cairns and Nettie Bunn.
It was that the means, pause, though, that worried me.
Noted.
I feasted my eyes on the apparition in front of me. That's why I paused.
So Carrie, I'm really sorry. I bring clients on here every month, and every month it seems to go further downhill.
Yeah.
It's probably my second time in a month, actually, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. Well, on the station, yeah, because you were on the Tech Talk show a few weeks ago, weren't you?
Yeah, she was
Tech
on here only a few weeks ago, though, weren't you?
Yeah.
In the summer sometime.
Yeah, in the summer. Yeah. Was it summer? August?
We haven't seen each other for years, and then we've seen each other twice in 2 months.
Yeah, no, it's cold in here. I think everyone must have seen my picture on Twitter by now.
Yeah, she's all wrapped up in some big kind of trench coat thing.
And my Wally scarf.
Well, it's better than your jacket she had on last time.
Yeah. She did have to. I'm sorry, we like to keep it chilled in here because the kit overheats. Anyway, enough of that. It isn't just a kit that overheats. Zoe, welcome onto the show. It's an absolute pleasure to talk to you again, as always. The queen of social media.
Oh, well, something I've got to live up to every time you say that, Paul.
I know, but you do. I mean, you've done so many things, not just in Kent, all over the world, in fact.
Yeah.
I saw you swanning around Poland doing something a few months back, I think.
Well, I don't know if I was in Poland. I mean, that must be colder than here, really, right now.
I thought you did something
in Malaysia.
I know you did something in Malaysia.
You don't remember?
Poland was about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, it could have been a while back, yeah. But you've been in Malaysia recently,
haven't
you?
In Malaysia, and then October I've got Bucharest, Guernsey, Dubai, and Brussels, all in 1 month.
Right.
I don't know how I'm going to do it, but I'm going to give it a good shot.
Absolutely. Globetrotting. So for the one listener in the world that doesn't know what you do, because they've probably been away at Her Majesty's pleasure or whatever, tell us a little bit about Zoe and what you do, and we've got some exciting things that you've kind of launching as well.
So I'm Zoe Cairns. I'm from Kent, born and bred, in a lovely town called Rochester.
Chatham.
From
Chatham, really.
Astrudy, really. Yeah. And I established my business I set it up in 2010, been going for 6.5 years, and created a social media agency. But recently we've just set up the education arm, which is EdC Digital Academy, which we're really excited to launch. It's going to be offering marketing and social media digital qualifications, but qualifications with a difference. Not just where you go in and learn a curriculum, but where I add my industry knowledge and challenges and problems that the companies that I'm currently working with have, that we bring to the table and share with the learners so they can start learning from industry ways in which we're experiencing, and they can actually bring that into their learning and help them become more sophisticated in marketing and social media, and it's
fantastic.
Really exciting.
But these are accredited.
They are accredited, yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's lots of people out there that say, oh, you know, why do you need a marketing qualification? But it's not just a marketing qualification. It's learning from me and my team about how you can effectively use it, but also you get a qualification with it as well.
Absolutely. Yeah, so you're learning practical experience, how-to stuff, as well as gaining an accredited qualification at the same time. Which is absolutely brilliant. And I'm not going to name names. But I was having a discussion earlier with a local business person.
Yes.
Who had engaged a social media consultant to help them.
Yeah.
And they weren't very complimentary about what was happening. And the discussion we were having was that a lot of people out there that are doing social media and digital engagement know the technical ins and outs of how to do things.
Yeah.
But their engagement levels awful, you know, as we were talking with Janice earlier, it's about customer engagement. And if someone's tweeting or Facebooking or putting out LinkedIn posts on your behalf, it's one thing to say, you know, we're a radio station and we're on at 1 o'clock on Tuesday. That's a, you know, just a fact.
Yeah.
But you're not engaging anyone by doing that. And that seemed to be the limit of what a lot of these people were doing.
They're doing, and they're just treating it like a broadcasting channel, when actually it's a two-way communication. It's about communicating with people. So when we work with bigger brands and some smaller, medium-sized businesses, we talk to them about who their influencers are, who their buyer personas of their client audience are, and we start to engage with that audience for them and start to actually build those business relationships. So it might take a little bit longer, but actually they are going to achieve their results rather than just broadcasting out all the time.
In defence of the other agencies, because I keep doing defence today, don't I? Quite often
she
clients,
just likes arguing with me.
I do. Quite often clients are not very good at producing that information,
yeah,
are they?
Yeah.
That's the problem. For the agencies, you have to work really hard, don't you, to get it out
of
them.
Or it could be they just want brand awareness, that they don't want that engagement. Because engagement for an agency is a big role to do on behalf of the client. Mm. So sometimes the client says, I've only got budget for you to actually post for me.
Yes.
So sometimes it's down to the expectations in which that agency sets with the company.
Absolutely.
You know, we'll post out for you, and they've not even thought about the engagement part. So you've really got to make sure you've got that strategy in place, what you want the client to achieve, which then ultimately gives you the results.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You are right. I mean, that is very true.
And going back to that personality piece that Janice said, you know, that to be that client, you have to have a really good knowledge of them, don't you?
You have to. So, you've got to really map them down. Your typical client, what their interests are, what radio shows they listen to, what networking events they go to. And if you don't know that, you can't possibly do Facebook advertising, chat with your client audience, know what to speak to them about. You know, you've really got to get in the head of your audience.
No, absolutely true. Absolutely true. And one of the things I'm liking about your academy, though, is this balance between academic qualification and hands-on, pragmatic, real-world, this is how you do stuff and this is how you engage stuff. I guess a lot of people are thinking, because we talk a lot now about training and qualifications and MVQs and all that kind of stuff, and people tend to think in terms of apprenticeships and young people, but this isn't just aimed at people coming into the marketplace, is it?
No, it's not. It's for people that are looking to develop their skills in marketing as well. And, you know, there has been a lot of talk, you know, why do marketing people need qualifications? And, you know, sometimes businesses, companies are still looking at qualifications. So it's for people that want to develop their current skills. It's people that might be unemployed that want to get into a new role.
Mm.
So it's for all those different types of...
As you know, through Jobs in Kent, my main site, we get loads of jobs. One of the biggest things now is digital and creativity is a huge growth area. It's a massive economy boost to the country. Creative industries are currently worth $84 billion a year to the UK economy. Yeah. And Kent is one of the leading sources of creativity and creative businesses. And, of course, a lot of SMEs are now going out and saying, do you know what, we need to hire someone that's good at social media and digital engagement. But how do you know? You know, there's so many people in the marketplace that can tweet or Facebook or LinkedIn. How do you know someone that's good? So I think, you know, having a qualification, a benchmark, something to say, look, this person does know something about what they're talking about is actually really important thing for a lot of employers. And you're absolutely right, Zoe. A lot of employers have started to move away from qualifications, certainly educational qualifications. All of the feedback that we had in the FSB, for instance, from our members was that they're not remotely interested in GCSEs, A-levels, and to some degree, degrees. But vocational qualifications are a different thing.
They are different.
I like what you're saying about putting in real-life examples as well, because I was talking to someone the other day, I can't remember who it was, who was talking about employing a youngster to do their social media, thinking, obviously quite wrongly, that because they knew how to use social media, they were going to be great.
And it's a completely different way, isn't
it? And it's, you know, you've got to have social media and business, haven't you? So what you're saying about being able to share real-life situations and case studies will be really valuable for those people.
And they're loving it. I mean, this Friday we're off to Brands Hatch, and I've hired out the Stopwatch Hospitality Suite.
With
Paul Clark, and we're going there. And the module that we're doing is all about measurement, analysis and measurement. So we're going to look at the different races that are going on, and we're going to put the learning and the training combined with a bit of fun.
Lovely.
And it's just something a little bit different rather than sitting in a classroom and just learning.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting a bit of an added fun touch to it. So the current group that we've got going at the moment is loving what we're doing, and they're learning stuff. And I think the reflection with the qualification is that, you know, they're not just learning in the class, they're going away and doing their research and applying it to their own business. And I think that's the difference between just going to a workshop and learning something. They might go back and not actually take action on it. Whereas with this, they have to take the action.
Well, are they all businesses?
Yeah, they're all businesses. So in the current group that we've got. We've got a couple of startups. Mm-hmm. We've got a couple of individuals from. We've got Chrissy from the Kent Invicta Chamber mm-hmm. on as well, which is really good. Mm. And a couple of other people that are within other medium-sized businesses. So there's a variety of people in there.
That's interesting, because talking about what we were talking about earlier, Janice, about people don't surround themselves with the right people, and that's often the thing. So it's great to hear businesses that are already to some extent established are still seeing the value in sending people off.
And it's forever learning new information as well. So, you know, Chrissy at the Kent Invicta Chamber is great at what she does, and she's like, I just want to know the new up-to-date stuff as to what's happening. So it's really updated her in the new stuff.
Absolutely. As you know, one of my big soapbox things is about collaboration.
Yeah.
And collaboration is the new way of doing business. And I'm absolutely insanely...
we share your pain.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I just we need to get away from the old 20th century competitive era, because that doesn't work anymore. It is about collaboration. It is about working with each other. It is about forming alliances and doing things and working with each other and learning from each other. That's a crucial thing. And I love what you guys are doing with that. As I understand it, and you could put me right here, you're looking at setting up hubs around the
We've got 5-6 hubs planned for around the county. One of them is the Great Fruitworks. And if any of you haven't heard about Fruitworks, they've got a new work area, been there, and it's a great place. You know, I started out in my bedroom, but this gives you a great opportunity to get started in a lovely environment in Canterbury. So, you know, Fruitworks, looking to go down into Romney Marsh, Ashford, and we've got our hub already based in Medway as well, so cool. It's really exciting.
It is good, and it's absolutely brilliant that you're doing that, Zoe, and it's long overdue that we needed something like that, and it doesn't surprise me that someone like you were the person that did
you.
It you know, because just again coming right back to where you started in 2010, you personally weren't working in digital at all. You were a mortgage broker.
I was a mortgage broker.
Yeah.
Using social media.
Yeah. And you were an early adopter of social media.
Yeah, I was, yeah.
And that's really what kind of got you into it.
My first course was with the lovely Jo Dodds.
Which made such an impact that she didn't remember it.
Yeah. I did.
So don't do that.
I learnt from one of the best.
So hold on. So she taught you.
Yeah.
And now she's coming on. Okay.
So, as you say, it's all about collaboration.
It is. Absolutely. So, you know, one of the things is, you know, for old people like me, 2010 was yesterday, okay? But the reality is that our economy, our society is moving at an incredibly rapid pace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just for what it's worth, I mean, my background is in IT, and I've worked in IT for years, but in my lifespan, the change in that is phenomenal, absolutely phenomenal, in terms of, you know, the development of smartphones, the internet, social media, and all those kind of things have all happened within the space of my career in IT, and you could never predict that. And if that's happened in the last 40 years, who on earth can predict what's going to happen in the next 40 years?
Absolutely. And I believe it's about having the right people around you as well, you know, like Paul, you've helped me, you know, Joe, when I initially started, Rift have been great on the accountancy side. It's all about helping each other grow and collaborating and having that support network around you that can really support you go further.
Absolutely. Let's hear a bit from Nettie. Not too much. We don't want too much here.
You know, to start with, we've missed a real trick today.
What's that?
Well, today is Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Is it really?
Yep.
I've got Bird.
Where do all pirates come from? Plymouth?
She's from Plymouth. She talks like a pirate every day.
I know I always seem to bring you news when I come in, but it is Talk Like a Pirate Day, and there has been a pirate ship gone to ground up Faversham Creek today.
Really?
Yep.
So you don't want to be up Faversham Creek, do you?
Not now. There's pirates, and they've gone aground.
There'll be pirates.
Like pirates.
Yeah, there'll be pirates up Faversham Creek. Bird, there's pirates up Faversham Creek.
Not sure you quite got the accent.
Do you want to talk about something sensible now?
Oh, go on then.
Go on then.
I don't know.
How can we do that?
You completely threw me there.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember a little Dodsy's pirate joke, but I can't. It's something about it finishes oo-ah, but I can't remember what. Just because they are, I think, was the answer, but the punchline, but I can't remember the first bit. Go on,
deep breath. Now, Rift Accounting, you're Zoe's accountant.
We look after Zoe.
Yep. And tell us a little bit about Rift, but because you're unusual as a set of accountants, really, and I don't mean that in a derogatory sense.
I'm going to take that as a compliment,
yeah,
actually.
I would
say that we are non-traditional accountants. Mm. The idea being, accounts are accounts. You've got statutory ways in which things have to be done, and you can't change that. Tax is tax. What is it? Tax and death are the two guarantees in life. Yeah. But it's about helping people understand how they can do things differently, how they can plan things, and about thinking ahead all the time. And a conversation I was briefly having with Janice earlier, in that we both share a frustration with people who will go and take advice from the first person who gives it. You know, people who've never run a business would never have the nerve to run a business, or they failed in business. Not that there's anything wrong with failure. We like a bit. We like to learn from a bit of that. But it's about people do not surround themselves with the right people. Mm. And that's one of the things that's such a bugbear. And I used to put so often in blogs about surrounding yourself by the right people, and now I've started putting more about you can't put a price on wrong advice. And it's getting to the stage where there is a lot of good business support out there. I believe we give good business support, but there is, you know, looking at the collaborative world, sometimes there is a trainer, a mentor, a business coach, whatever, that I would recommend to a client because it's what they need to grow. But there's also some absolute nightmares out there. And I would say, when you take these people on, you're laughing at me, but
I just thought you were so restrained to say there's some absolute nightmares. I could think of a lot of worse words.
Yeah, one of the things that I've talked to clients about recently has been, when you do take one of these people on, I would interview them just like I would a candidate for a job. Mm. If I don't like what they're saying, or I feel like they're not challenging me, or I feel like that's not the sort of person that's going to help me grow, just because your mate says they're a good bloke, don't go there. Mm. I would interview them, and I think we're missing a trick sometimes here. In that there's some fabulous advice out there, really experienced, good people who can help these businesses grow. Mm. And from a collaborative world, that's exactly what we should be doing. Mm. But too many are also falling into some pretty dire straits.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And one of the downsides of social media is everybody's an expert about something, isn't it? And everybody wants to tell you how to do everything.
Yeah.
I spent ages in some huge online spats on Facebook. with Yeah,
and imagine it's that. Just, it's yeah, it just doesn't sound like him at all, does it?
Driving me nuts, mm-hmm. You know. And you go, so okay, you've just explained to me how to run an international business. What is it you do? And they go, oh, I'm a lecturer in a college. And you go, oh, go away. Anyway, enough of that. Zoe, a couple of things. I want you to give us a shout for how people can find your website and stuff like that. And then I want to talk to you about something else you've got coming up.
Okay,
so give us
cool.
a shout for your first website first.
So the website is www.zcsocialmedia.com.
Cool. And you can follow Zoe, which is your favourite, because you've got quite a few Twitter accounts.
I know. It's Zoe_Cairns.
Zoe_Cairns. So give Zoe a follow on the Twitter. I want to talk about an event you got coming up in November.
Yes.
Yeah. Get Social?
Get Social Kent, yeah. 3rd of November.
Yeah.
So cool. In a collaboration with Kent and Victor Chamber of Commerce.
Mm. Now, we did... Was it the first one last year?
No, you did the one before.
Was it the one before?
Did you do the one before? Maybe it was the one last year.
Maybe it was somebody better.
Yeah. No.
Shut it.
They were busy last year.
You can't get better than Paul.
I did the one at Canterbury College.
Yes, yeah, it was a great
that last
event.
Year? Yeah, last year. And that was a really good event, wasn't it?
It was really good. It was a great day.
Yeah, we had loads and loads of people. There was about 300 people.
We got 452 at that event. Yeah, it was a great event. Yeah.
So you've got the next one coming up this year.
Yeah, 3rd of November at Longfield Academy.
Okay, we are
tomorrow. That sounds familiar. Yeah.
So that's getsocialkent.com is the website. Yeah.
Tickets are free to go. We've got some great speakers. We've got Facebook coming, LinkedIn, And I've got my contact from NATO coming as well.
From where?
NATO. Yeah.
Oh, brilliant.
So it's going to be a really good.
Because that was really, it was really cracking, wasn't it? The last one. At the one at Canterbury College, there was loads of people in the audience were from like lawyers' firms, and they were going, "Oh, we can't use social media. It's client confidentiality and all the rest of it." And the first speaker up was a guy from the Ministry of Defence, wasn't it? And
Adam,
he went, "Do you want to see some film of us bombing something?" And we all went, "Yes, please." Uh-huh. And he put this film up of a jet strafing somewhere, and we all went, "Where was that?" And he went, "It's now, it's live." And everyone went, "You're showing us?" And he went, "Yeah." And they went, "How come? Isn't it a secret?" And he went, "Well, if we don't show you, the enemy will." He said, "So we've got a library that's available to everyone." And all the lawyers are going, "Oops, maybe my excuse isn't as good as I thought it was." So you've got NATO coming now.
Yeah, NATO coming now. It's really exciting, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So we're looking forward to that on the 3rd of November, 9 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. at the Lee Academy Trust, which is over in Mepham area, isn't it?
Yeah, Mepham area,
Just outside Dartford. So do come along to that, and you can find out all about it, all about the speakers, on the website, which is getsocialkent.com.
Thank you, Paul.
And I mean, Zoe, you just organise so many of these things, and really brilliant. And
love doing it.
You certainly do, and you do a brilliant job of it. And we love you in Kent for what you're doing.
Oh, we love you all too.
Oh my love, shall we leave?
So, many congratulations on launching the Digital Academy.
Thank you.
All power to you with that, and keep on keeping on.
Brilliant. And can I just mention that I was filming for Channel 4 last week. So I'll be broadcasting out live about the 20th of October on Super Shoppers on Channel 4.
Super Shoppers. You've been doing a bit of shopping on the telly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, what date's it on?
It's around about the 20th of October.
Right.
So, yeah, it's around about that time, but it's called Super Shoppers.
So you've migrated to Channel 4 because you're normally on Newsroom South East, aren't you?
Yeah, no, I'm normally on BBC, and then I went, no, ITV, BBC, and now Channel 4, yeah.
So you've been spreading it around?
Spreading it around.
Yeah, okay. Because you were on the breakfast show, the breakfast thing with what's his face?
This morning, not this morning.
Nice one, cool. Sorry, thank you so much.
Well, thank you for inviting me in, Annette and Paul.
And Nettie from Rift Accounting, thank you so much too.
Nice to see you.
Do you know what we're going to do now? We're going to have this.
Joe's Jams.
This makes me laugh.
That's awful, isn't it? How awful is that? Joe's Jams.
See, maybe I need to get Claire to do one.
I think you need to get Claire to do one, but for the moment we can count that as being like a pirate, I think.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Do you reckon? Hold on. No, I haven't got it yet. No, go on, go with it.
Joe's Gems. Ooh,
Hold on. It's messing about. Oh, there it is. Here we go. Here we go. I want to do it.
Joe's Jams.
There you go.
Nothing like a pirate, but there we go. It was, it was worth waiting for. So today I want to talk about a book that I've just been reading. I don't know about you. I normally read business books and get sort of a quarter of the way through, maybe half a way, maybe a fifth of the way. And then it just goes on to my long list of books that I'm halfway through, or I pretend I'm halfway through, and then I never quite finish
it. That's stay, pal.
But this one I started reading last week, and I'm reading it every day, and I'm up to like 83% or something on my Kindle now, and it's just absolutely amazing. And it's called The Slight Edge. Taking the mickey out of me, listener. It's called The Slight Edge, Turning Simple Disciplines into Massive Success and Discipline, by a guy called Jeff Olson. And there's been so many connections to it today in the conversations that we've been having, because basically it's talking about in any moment you're making a decision about what you're going to do, and you can decide to do the thing that you need to do or you should do or whatever, or you could decide not to. So, but what we tend to do is we have lots of things that are very easy to do, but we don't do them. So it sort of feeds into that whole procrastination piece. But it also feeds into things like, you want to lose weight, but you know that it's going to take you months to do it, for example. So in the moment when you're going to eat that cream cake, you don't think about the fact that if you do, that cumulatively, by the time you've done that a few times for the next 90 days, you're going to be, whatever you're describing earlier, a bit chubbier, not going to have lost weight.
I'm losing weight at the moment. I've lost half
good.
A stone. Don't worry about it.
But he talks about it being just very small decisions, and that the people who are living, the top 5% of people who are actually living those sort of small decisions and making the right decision, if you like, at every given moment are, you know, there are only 5% of people who do that, because most people just carry on, you know, shall I switch the telly on, or shall I go and read a business book or a personal development book or something, or, you know, shall I eat this really bad food for me, or shall I have, you know, an alcoholic drink or something. And every time you make those decisions, in the moment, it doesn't really make much difference. But cumulatively, if you keep making the wrong decision, then it does have a big impact. We were talking earlier before we came on air about how Paul had decided the Jobs in Kent business, and Janice was giving some examples as well. And we're saying, you know, just small things. You make a small decision, just by chance something happens, and then it grows into something big. And the guy talked in the book about how he wanted to expand into Germany with his business in America. And there was this really long line of ideas. So they said they're going to expand into Germany. Then they kept asking people if they knew anybody in Germany. And then somebody was walking down the street, and somebody was cutting their hedge, and they just happened to have a conversation with them and said, do you know anyone in Germany? And they did, and they put them in touch, and then things happened, and it went on and on, and they ended up with the biggest business of this particular kind in Germany, and really big in America as well. And as he said, had it been raining on the day that that person walked down the road, it would never have happened, because it was just that one moment in time. So the whole book I found really inspirational, and really, really well worth a read. And I don't always rave about books as much as I am. And as I say, I've nearly finished it, because I am voraciously reading it, but it does, you know, really talk about making those right decisions in the moment, and I just think it's so powerful. And I just want to mention something that I've just launched this week, which I have sort of alluded to before, which is all about getting stuff done. So those procrastinators out there, and it works on the same principle as this book, ironically. I didn't realise that as I started reading it, which is doing small daily actions. So you do something for 28 days, and you just do a small thing every day for 28 days, and you have an accountability group where you're all discussing the fact that you're doing it and whether you've done it or not and all that sort of thing. And I've been doing it myself over the summer and got absolutely tons done by just doing 25 minutes a day of the stuff that I wanted to get done. So I'm launching a group in the next few weeks where that will be the case. And if anyone's interested, you just need to go to powertolivemore.com/getstuffdone or joedodds.com/getstuffdone, if that's easier to remember. But very much on the principles of take small daily actions and just keep moving towards whatever it is you want to do.
Fantastic. Thank you for that, Jo. That was Jo's Gems for this week. Brilliant. Thank you, Jo. And you're right. It is about all those things that you said, and those small decisions make a big difference with anything you think about. You know, you've got to think about the longer term. There's lots of psychological studies that show that people that are successful have the ability to delay gratification.
Yes. Yeah. The old marshmallow experiment.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, that is so true. It's like anything. It's like, you know, I'm currently yo-yo dieting again, as always.
And but you turned down a chocolate hobnob.
I did turn down a chocolate. I turned down. She assaulted me with a chocolate hobnob, and I turned it down.
Now that is news in itself.
It is, really. Yeah.
In that moment, he made the right decision.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. Or did he?
Yeah. Yeah. But it's interesting. This week, I have eaten better, because every time I've gone to eat something, I have actually stopped and thought, is this the right decision based on the future as opposed to based on right this moment? And it has made a difference. And it's a really simple concept, which I knew all along. I don't think it's a surprise to any of us, is it? But it does make a difference.
Absolutely. I've got loads of tweets here. Amanda Flanders is being really rude to me. First of all, she's tweeted that Mepham's nowhere near Dartford and my geography's off. It's only 8 miles away. Come on. And then she's tweeted a gif of someone frozen in the Arctic and tried to claim it's a picture of the studio here.
It is. It's absolutely that picture.
All right, don't encourage her.
I'm just playing it now to see what happens. Does it do anything?
And I've had a tweet from Marcus Christostomou, and he says, hi, Vanillaware Business Bunker. Can you give a super shout-out, please, to the IOD Kent branch, to me and his company's Equilibrium PR, and on the Twitter that's Equilibrium_PR, and Marketing AM for their third birthday anniversary. And Marcus and I went to their third birthday anniversary party at the fabulous Conquest House in Princes Street in Canterbury. It's one of the oldest houses going, and they've got an undercroft there, which is where the knights assembled for their tea before they stabbed Thomas a Becket.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Ah.
And that is available for private hire.
Oh, that sounds very cool.
And Catherine, who's the lady that owns Conquest House, is a fabulous artist too. Ah. So thank you for that, Marcus. Thank you for all of that. And, yeah, there you go.
Good job Nettie stopped rubbing her hands together to warm them up now. It was coming out on the radio.
Is that what she's doing?
She's picked her iPad up, so it's all right. Stopped her
she's
now.
She's rubbing her hands together. Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a GIF of an open flame fire. And you can all sit around that and rub your hands.
But this GIF is so right. She's actually shivering in it.
Do you know what you should do? You know, like the ice bar when they provide the coke. Yes. You should get some of those.
That,
with
and branded and everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the vodka shots.
Yeah, vodka
oh, here we go. Right. Do you know what time it is now?
FSB.
It's
another
time.
Pile of paper.
It's time.
Channel Radio News Update.
It's time where we bring you the Federation of Small Business News Roundup, and I'm going to start off with a Women in Business Golf Taster event. The FSB Kent and Medway, in collaboration with four women, have organised. Do you get that? Four women. it's not four of them, that's F-O-R-E. Have organised a fun day for business women in Kent to give golf a try at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel and Country Club Maidstone. If you've ever wanted to give golf a try but have been worried about how best to start, then this is the day for you. You don't need to have any previous knowledge, you don't need any skill, you don't need any equipment, and you don't need any kit. Get your kit off. No, you can't say that, can you? And you don't need any kit. Ignore me. All golf instruction will be from the resident PGA golf professional, and Felicity from Four Women will be on hand to answer any questions. All equipment included, clubs, balls, everything. So just come along and enjoy it and have a beautiful game of golf in some lovely surroundings and do a bit of networking. And that is happening this Thursday, the 22nd of September, at the Tudor Park Marriott Hotel and Golf Club. That's at Asher Road, Bearsted, just outside Maidstone. And you can find out all about it. If you go to the kempisradio.co.uk website, there's an FSB tab. If you click on the FSB tab, you will see it listed there and you can book your place just like that.
Lovely. So we've talked already about the event tomorrow at the Longfield Academy, FSB Bridging the Gap Between Students and Employers. Paul Andrews and Jobs in Kent, in conjunction with the FSB and Longfield Academy, are hosting a speed networking and coaching session on the 21st of September in order to help bridge the gap between education and businesses. So have they still got spaces? Can people still go?
Yes, you can still come along. Okay. You can book a place there. I think we were up to 19 or 20 businesses last time I looked. Yeah.
So it says the Skills 30-30 on 21st of September will be a practical way to close the gap between local employers and potential employees. Some employers don't believe young people have the skills to step into a job. This Skills 30-30 event will give business owners the chance to meet aspiring young students face-to-face. Perhaps they're looking for apprentices or have a gap in their business that could fit a trainee or a Saturday job or even just some work experience. So the students will have coaching workshops and learning how to manage personal finances with workshops provided by Domeg. And business owners will hear from the FSB on lobbying work as well as from Kent County Council on the benefits of taking on an apprentice, plus details of the new Guild initiative. So that's tomorrow, Longfield Academy, 9:30 to 1:30. And if you go to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/student-skills, you can find out more.
Fantastic. Small business trade priorities. The government is planning to hold joint economic and trade meetings with Brazil, India, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Taiwan and Vietnam by the end of 2016. Prior to the start of these meetings, the Department for International Trade would like to hear from UK businesses about their trade priorities in those seven markets. This could include your greatest concerns about doing business there and doing business with these countries, and how your concerns might be addressed and what the DIT could do to encourage you to think about exporting into Brazil, India, Kazakhstan, South Korea, Taiwan and Vietnam. And there's a survey that you can participate in, and it needs to be filled in before the end of September. And you can find that by going to fsb.org.uk.
Unfair contracts costing billions. FSB has published new research suggesting half of small firms have been hit by unfair contract terms, costing around £4 billion in the past 3 years. Some of the biggest problems included suppliers failing to make auto rollover clauses clear up front and tying businesses into lengthy notice periods. 2 in 5 respondents said they felt powerless to do anything about unfair terms because the supplier was too important or powerful to challenge. And FSB is calling for better protection for small businesses as they can be just as vulnerable as consumers when buying goods and services.
Cool. The FSB have completed a review of business red tape and they have published the report. The review of the steps taken by government during the past year to reduce the regulatory burden on businesses, which amounted to a total of £10 billion a year in burden costs on businesses over the course of the Parliament has been published by the Independent Regulatory Policy Committee. The review covered actions taken by more than 80 independent regulators in the UK and found that the system of measurement of the cost of regulation does not reflect the actual true cost or the effect on business and society. The introduction of the national living wage and increase in national minimum wage rates, which were two of the largest regulatory costs to business that together cost around £1.5 billion over the past year, were not included in this impact target. You can read the report by going to www.gov.uk/government-news-RPC publication. That's gov.uk, government news, RPC publication. And just while we're on that, the new minimum wage levels come out in exactly 2 weeks' time. So do be aware of that. Minimum wage is going up in October.
New measures to support tourism. The government has published a tourism action plan setting out different measures to support the UK's tourism sector. This includes regulatory changes to allow B&Bs to serve some alcohol, a flexible apprentice scheme for seasonal workers, and a new set of rail ticket options to encourage tourists to travel around the country. The first grants from the £40 million Discover England Fund have also been announced.
Cool. The FSB reports steady job figures, a sign of strength in the job market this week, with unemployment dropping to 1.6 million. The UK job numbers show the unemployment rate steady at 4.9%. In fact, it went down to 4.7% at one stage. And the highest number of unemployed people in the history of the country at 32 million. These are the first figures to take into account the introduction of the new national living wage, which suggests that small businesses have for now managed to absorb the costs of that but to still maintain slow but steady growth in jobs and wages. So, good news.
I saw yesterday John Lewis was saying that the living wage was partly what had hit their profits. So I didn't read the whole article, but yeah. I thought it was interesting. If that's impacted them sufficiently, yeah. How amazing that small businesses are continuing to deal with it.
It was, and one of the big impacts of the living wage isn't just the living wage itself. It was wage differentials. A lot of the hospitality market were hit quite badly by that because having paid their, you know, porters and chamber workers and all that, the living wage, Their sous chefs then wanted a pay rise, and you know the younger butler wanted a pay rise.
Yeah.
So it was differentials that caused the problem.
Yeah. Review of business red tape published. A review of the steps taken by government during the past year to reduce the regulatory burden on business by a total of £10 billion over the course of this parliament has been published by the Independent Regulatory
I just
Policy
read that
Committee.
One.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
I thought that did sound vaguely familiar. Shows I was listening clearly. Not. I would have recognised it as I got further on. I thought, actually, when I read the money, I thought, oh, that sounds the same as what you've just read. EU-funded schemes assurance. Have you read that one?
No.
Over the weekend, the Treasury announced guaranteed EU funding for British businesses facing uncertainty following the vote to leave. FSB has been calling for reassurance for small businesses in EU-funded schemes, raising the issue during the Prime Minister's first business event at Number 10. We'll be watching this carefully to see what the finer detail will mean for the day-to-day running of smaller businesses who have relied heavily on EU funding in the past.
Cool. There's a big event happening in November in Kent called Grow Kent, and that is being supported by the FSB, the Kent Chamber of Commerce, Kent Invicta Chamber of Commerce, and IOD Kent Branch. It's also being supported by Barclays Bank, and there are six headline speakers: Tim Lunskin, Barnaby Winter, Alison Edgar, Warren Knight, Mark Rhodes and Steve Clark. The event is taking place at the Kent Event Centre on Wednesday the 30th of November, 8:30 to 5 p.m. You can find out all about it. It's going to be a fabulous event. It's a very new event for Kent, and we're really looking forward to it. You can find out about it by going to business events on the Kent Business Radio website, and there is a link to find out more and to book your place just there.
Want £3,000 to help you export? The Open to Export Action Plan competition is a chance to win £3,000 to help get your business exporting. If selected as a finalist, you'd have the opportunity to gain publicity for your business by pitching your export plans to a panel of judges at Going Global Live on the 17th of November 2016. The deadline to apply is Friday the 14th of October. For more information on how to apply, visit opentoexport.com.
Cool. And that brings us to the end.
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio.
Channel Radio News Update.
Brings us to the end of our FSB News Update. Fancy golf and dinner and to raise funds for East Kent Independent Dementia Dementia Support Group. On the 7th of October, there's a golf and dinner event taking place, and you can find out about it. There's limited spaces, so you've got to book quickly by going to supplymybusiness.co.uk/Kent Business Community. supplymybusiness.co.uk/Kent Business Community to support East Kent Independent Dementia Support with a golf day and dinner.
There's an offer at the Canterbury Cathedral Lodge. I don't know if you've ever stayed there. I have. It's very nice.
It's lovely, isn't it?
It's a winter accommodation offer. To celebrate the refectory restaurant's new look, we'd like to offer you a very special winter accommodation offer. Stay at the Cathedral Lodge between the 1st of November and the 28th of February 2017 for only £95 bed and breakfast for two people per night. Canterbury's stunning whatever time of the year you visit, so whether you're looking for an autumn stay or a pre-Christmas shopping break, then Canterbury will delight. The break is available midweek, Sunday to Thursday, and includes full English breakfast and cathedral entry for two persons, which probably saves quite a lot anyway, because it's not cheap, is it? It says to book, call 01227 865 350, which I guess is their usual number, or email quoting WINT16.
Fantastic, thank you. Metro Bank and Kent Invicta Chamber have a networking event on Wednesday the 28th. That's not this Wednesday, the Wednesday after. 28th of September from 5.30 in the evening till 7.30 in the evening. It's taking place at the Metro Bank, which is at 2 to 4 Calverley Road, Tunbridge Wells. That's a free networking event with the Chamber of Commerce and Metro Bank at the Metro Bank store, 2 to 4 Calverley Road, on Wednesday the 28th of September.
And to mark World Mental Health Day on Monday the 10th of October, there is a Workplace Wellbeing and Training Day. So West Kent Mind have joined forces with local workplace training and online experts Skill Boosters, AXA PPP Healthcare and Tunbridge School to host the event, which will comprise of short interactive training workshops throughout the day. You can find out more at westkentmind.org.uk and then World Mental Health Day 2016, which you can Google, not Google, search on the website.
Fantastic. Thank you for that. We've kind of reached the end of another show for another week. Coming up for the rest of the day on Channel Radio at 5 o'clock, we have the ladies' favourite, Mr Craig Avery, in his stripy, smelly socks with his celebrity interviews. So that's 5 until 7, the Craig Avery Show. And that is followed by...
Welcome on to the New Potatoes Show.
That's followed at 7 o'clock by Mr. Jamie Andrews with 18 tracks of new, unsigned, up-and-coming music on the New Potatoes Show. At 9 o'clock, we are joined by I Was Lord Kitchener's Valet, our comedy music show focusing on the hysterically funny year of 1967 for some bizarre reason. And why 1967 is so funny week after week, I have no idea, but apparently it is. And then, of course, as always on Channel Radio, we round off Tuesday nights with...
It's Club Culture with Boy George.
One, two, three, get down!
Cool drum beat at the squidgy bass, I give you Vanilla Ace, and it rhymes. That means I'm right on time. Welcome to Club Culture, where I control my very own dance universe. 1 hour or more of grooving delectables for your disco pleasure. I'm Boy George.
It's 1 hour of delectable, delicious dance music. It's Club Culture with Boy George on Channel Radio.
So as always on Tuesday night, we finish off with the glorious Boy George with the Club Culture Show at 10 o'clock on Channel Radio. Thank you for listening to the Business Bunker Show. I've been Paul Andrews. I've been helped by the lovely Joe Dodds and the equally lovely bird on a bike, Sarah Ann Lucas. Our fabulous guests have been Janice Gordon, Zoe Cairns and Annette Bunn. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a great fun. We will be back with you with the Business Bunker Show next week. Have a good week, everyone.
Paul Andrews with the Business Bunker.